Variety is the end of pleasure. Variety is the end of pleasure. Well, now, isn't that an interesting statement? Variety is the end of pleasure. You would think that variety would be the beginning of pleasure. Variety would be the beginning of all of the wonderful, fantastic ideas that come into our life, that come into our world, that come into our experience. That life is so fantastic. Yes, variety is so fantastic. We just love variety. And yet, variety brings us all sorts of headaches and problems. Variety brings us all sorts of confusion and misdirection to who and what we are. Oh, we like to see variety in our life. We like to see various things. We like to see the sun come up, the sun go down. We like to see the plants grow. We like to see changes in the plants. We like to see humanity be harmonious, and we like to see exciting times, and we like to see relaxing times, and all these various things, and that's all variety. Now, when is life most beautiful? When is life most wonderful? In its homeostasis, in its status of quo, in its ability to be normal, to be harmonious, to be balanced, not to be in a state of flux, not to be in a state of confusion, not to be in a state of worry and concern and uptightness. Balance is where life is all about. Balance is what life is all about. And that is all that we care about, is to be in a state of balance, a state of harmony. Instead of going around looking for variety in life, instead of going around looking for things to be different, looking for excitement, looking for something to bring drama to life, if we could train ourselves right from the get-go, right from the very moment we're born and before, to live our life in balance, in harmony, in peace, in love, to live our life in joy, in goodness, to live our life in all that is magnificent, in all that is wonderful. A deep breath where we let go of the tension, we let go of all that irritation, we let go of all that feeling that gives us the attitude that life is not just all that cool. And we want life to be really cool. We want life to be really in divine order. We think that variety is so delightful. It titillates the eyes. It titillates the consciousness. It titillates the mind. It makes us feel alive. It makes us feel that things are happening, that life is good. We like to see the plant come up. Yes, we like to see all these things. But first of all, in all these things, if we would train ourselves to live in a world of balance, to live in a world of harmony, and to live in a world of peace, to live in a world of all in divine order. We go through life too easily, loving all of the battles and the confusion. When you have an essay, for instance, one of our students, many of our students are all writing their thesis and their essays and their dissertations and their papers for their courses at the University of Healing. They're working very diligently on these things. And they want to bring about many different attitudes that they have. They want to bring about many different points of view. They want to bring about the ideas that all is in divine order, that all is beautiful. They want to bring about all these attitudes that tell them that life is just an exciting adventure. Well, you say you like that. Oh, yes, you like that. You like to watch exciting videos. You like to watch exciting movies. You like to read exciting books. You like to see the adventures that go on in history. You like to see the adventures that go on in all of the historical writing and reading that you do. And you say, wow, isn't that great? And you think of, what is tomorrow going to bring? What sort of wars and conflicts and conflagrations is tomorrow going to bring into our life? What sort of things are going to happen that are dynamic and forceful and powerful and magical and so forth in our life? What's going to happen? Yes, what's going to happen? It's a good question, isn't it? What is going to happen? It's up to you, it's up to me, what is going to happen? I say, I live in a world of balance, of peace and harmony. I take a deep breath, and I let it all out. And I say, I live in a world of balance, peace, and harmony. I live in a world of balance, peace, and harmony. I do this again and again and again, I say for myself. Again and again and again, I say, I live in a world of balance, peace, and harmony. And as I live in this world of balance, peace, and harmony, I grow, I experience happiness, I experience all the good things that life has to offer, I experience peace, I experience joy, I experience all that I like to know about, all that I am, I experience all that is, I experience life. Think about it. How do you feel after you've seen a very busy movie? You've seen a very busy, knock-down, drag-out movie. Do you feel wonderful? Do you feel that it has been an exciting movie, that you have, it's just lifted you up? Or do you feel that you're all drug out? Do you feel that you're all beat up? Do you feel, my God, I'm certainly glad that's over, and I'm certainly glad that took place. I'm certainly glad those things were in order and harmony. And when you do that, what do you say? Why do you put yourself through that in the first place? Why do you put yourself through the experience of the variety of these activities that you think are so exciting? Let's go to the movie. Let's go to the theater. Let's go to the opera. Let's go to the park. Let's go within. Let's go to the divine center within ourselves, where there is no variety. There is only balance, harmony, peace. There's goodness. There is the fulfillment of every beautiful thing that we could ever desire in our life. When we are in peace and harmony and balance, every good thing in our life shines forth on us as a glorious experience. It shines forth on us as something very wonderful, very exciting, very beautiful, very good. It comes upon us as something that is something that we want. Now, you say, but we want to read exciting books. We want to, I read a murder mystery every night, you say. Isn't that wonderful? I read the stories of adventures that have taken place across the world, documentaries. I like those adventures of the tough experiences people went through and how they came out the winner. No, no, no. We don't have to go through tough experiences and come out the winner. We go through harmonious experiences. We go through joyful experiences. We go through uplifting experiences. We go through happy experiences. We go through balanced experiences. And that balanced experiences, that is what our life is all about. The balanced experience, that is who we are all about. We are not about all of the uptight, upsetting experiences that many people find so thrilling in life. We are not those. Those are not our reality. Those are variety, true, but they're not our reality. And it's not the end of pleasure. The end of pleasure is when we are harmonious, peaceful, balanced, happy, joyful. When we let go and let the divine in us be us. When we no longer chase after excitement, chase after the changing world. Could we just for a while say, okay, I am the master of my life. I am the master of my world. Just for a while, say, all is in divine order. And then as you say that, you say, all is in divine order. And you say, this world I live on is a harmonious world. It doesn't need to have the tectonic plates doing its thing. It doesn't need to have this. I live on this world in my space, in my time, in this harmonious time. earthquakes, fires, floods, all those things are immaterial. I created them out of the confusion of my mind, out of the variety that I think ends in pleasure, and no, it's just confusion. When I say all is in divine order, I say the sky is in divine order, the earth is in divine order. All things are harmonious, they're balanced. We do not have to have confusion. We do not have to have a variety that confuses us and makes us feel not balanced. For balance is what life is all about. Balance is what the divine is all about. Balance is what you and I are all about. We live in a life of balance. And that doesn't mean variety. It means the sameness. All is in divine order. That's a one-statement thing, and that's a sameness. And when I say that sameness, what am I doing? I am putting into motion the truth about my life and myself. It's not a matter that I'm running away from excitement or running away from adventure or running away from those things. They don't belong in my world. Balance, harmony, right action, peace, and truth, they belong in my world. They belong in my life. They belong in my every moment experience. They are me. That's my pleasure. My pleasure to be happy. My pleasure to be joyous. My pleasure to be balanced. My pleasure to live in oneness. To know that all is in divine order. There is no other order. There is no other expression. There is no other beingness. There is only the now. And that now is very wonderful, very powerful, very fantastic, very glorious. That now is who I am. That now is what I am. That now is how I am. That now is all that I am. And nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. All that matters is that I am the divine right now. I am the peace right now. I am the joy right now. I am the life right now. I am the is right now. I am the all right now. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters to me, because nothing makes any difference whatsoever in my life than for me to live in peace, in truth, in harmony, in the joy that I am. I am that I am. And how great that is, and how wonderful that is. For that is who I am. I am peace. I am life. I am joy. I am all. I am that which I am. I am all that I am. Know this for yourself now. Know this as you realize all that matters in your life is to be yourself and have fun. Truly, that's all that matters for any of us, is to be ourselves and have fun. Today, you be yourself and have fun. Today, you join the world in all of its truth and all of its purity and all of its goodness. Today, you respond to what life is all about and realize that variety is not the end of pleasure. Balance, peace, harmony, joy, love, unconditional love, all is in divine order. These are the end of pleasure, the beginning of pleasure, and all that pleasure is. Join me in this recognition, in this awareness, and run to the joy of life, run to the pleasure of life, the peace, the harmony, the balance. Run to see all that is good, and all that is not beneficial to you and to me and to the world, we let it go and release it unto its highest and best. Have a lovely day. And as you have this lovely day, know that you are the end of my pleasure. For I love you. I love you. I love you.